The Justice Department has unsealed a historic indictment charging Donald Trump with mishandling classified documents. It's the first time federal criminal charges have been brought against an ex-president. 37 felony counts in the case stemming from the retention of hundreds of documents at his Florida estate. The indictment alleges the documents include White House intelligence briefings related to foreign countries, as well as the military capabilities of the U.S. and other nations. It says the former commander-in-chief described a Pentagon plan of attack and shared a classified map related to an overseas military operation with someone at his New Jersey golf course, and that Trump acknowledged at the time, 2 years ago, he should not be showing the map. Sagar Meghani, Washington. His former vice president calls Donald Trump's indictment a sad day for America.
I had hoped it wouldn't come to this.
Mike Pence, one of Trump's challengers for the GOP nomination, told backers in New Hampshire the indictment is deeply troubling because it will further divide the nation.
The former president, like every American, is entitled to the presumption of innocence.
Pence says no one knows the facts of the case, and he's calling on Attorney General Merrick Garland to change that.
You need to stand up and explain to us why this was necessary. Before the sun sets today.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hi, it's Mark Manuel for Clower Heating and Air Conditioning. We had Clower put in a brand new heating and air system at the Manuel House, and we love it. I can control everything from my iPhone, and because it's more efficient than our old system, we're saving a ton of money on heating and cooling bills every year. They were so easy to work with, and when they installed the system, they actually left our house cleaner than when they showed up. Hey, don't forget to have your air conditioning system checked before summer, too. Do what we do. Call Clower. They pride themselves on doing the job correctly and right the first time, and at a fair price. 309-794-0101.
Former President Trump reacting to word that he's been indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents at his Florida estate.
There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
It's alleged that he willfully and illegally hoarded sensitive national security information. If he's convicted, he could go to prison. He says he's due in court on Tuesday. The AP's Eric Tucker.
Although prosecutions of defendants for mishandling classified documents are routine, there is nothing routine about this particular investigation. The politics of it are truly extraordinary and unprecedented. In addition to this being the first federal case against a former president, this is also the first federal case against a leading presidential candidate.
Democrats are reacting. Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York saying he's grateful to live in a nation where no man is above the law. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Mike Balsamo. I'm the U.S. law enforcement editor for the Associated Press. Former President Donald Trump says he's been indicted in connection with mishandling of classified records as part of a long-running Justice Department investigation. This investigation involves a Justice Department special counsel, Jack Smith, who has been conducting this investigation with a grand jury here at the federal courthouse in Miami. A second grand jury had been meeting in the federal court in Washington, D.C., hearing from multiple witnesses. This is arguably the most legal trouble the former president has faced, despite the fact that he was indicted on separate charges in New York City and faces a multitude of other investigations, including a second special counsel investigation related to conduct tied to the 2020 presidential election. The former president says he's expected to appear here in federal court in Miami on Tuesday afternoon. A person familiar with the matter told the AP that the indictment against Trump includes 7 counts, and 2 people familiar with the matter told the AP that Trump's legal team was informed shortly before he publicly announced his own indictment on his own social media platform, Truth Social.
Former President Donald Trump posted a video online after he announced that he had been indicted.
It's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
The federal charges of mishandling classified documents at its Florida estate represent the biggest legal jeopardy so far for the former president. The indictment carries unmistakable grave legal consequences, including the possibility of prison if he's convicted. But it also has enormous political implications, and it sets the stage for a sensational trial. Trump says it's all a hoax.
We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax, just like Russia, just like the fake dossier was a hoax.
I'm Lisa Dwyer. Ron DeSantis is weighing in on the indictment of former President Donald Trump. I'm Lisa Dwyer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is condemning the indictment of Donald Trump. Trump is DeSantis' chief rival for the Republican presidential nomination. In a tweet, DeSantis says, "The weaponization of federal law enforcement represents a mortal threat to a free society," and he promises to end what he calls political bias and to bring accountability to the Department of Justice if he's elected. Other high-ranking Republicans, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, have used similar language in their responses to the indictment, which they're portraying as political persecution. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.